Joe's Need to Know News is on your radio. Let's get into it right now with something that I knew the day would come, but I just was hoping we'd have more time. Sharing your Netflix password could soon be much harder to get away with. At the Consumer Electronics Show, they call it CES, in Vegas this week, there's a new artificial intelligent powered system designed to crack down on account sharing, and it was unveiled. The software will be able to analyze which users are logged in and where to quickly flag shared accounts. Recent research found that roughly 26% of millennials give out their credentials for video streaming services to other people. I feel like that number's a lot higher, but no!
That's true.
How many things are you sharing with other people right now?
Well, last night I told a coworker she could have something of mine, but I mean, I feel like everyone does this.
I know, but they're going to eventually be able to start like figuring it out.
It is okay, though. I actually called Netflix 2 years ago and I asked them about this.
Why would you do that?
Because I did it for a radio bit.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, are you that good of a person that you're like, I just wanted to ask permission?
I feel really bad. My friend wants to borrow my Netflix login.
Pork Chop would do that, though.
That was my friend, like you just described my friend Jake. It was like an argument back and forth between two friends. So as a producer, I settled it by calling and recording Netflix. And
that's
I recorded
good.
You know
the call.
Alex, ex-nay on the telling Pork Chop stuff, nay. Because I feel like, yeah, I know a girl. Her name's Alexander Clark. And she's been sharing her Hulu password. Just want to make sure you're aware of that.
I know. We should have called him Producer Snitch.
Yeah. I agree. He's been snitching a lot lately.
No.
So be aware of that. Okay. If we don't already pay enough money on flying. I mean, Alex, you're getting ready to fly, and it's expensive as hell.
It is.
You don't think flying's expensive, like getting a ticket and all the process?
Oh, well, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Well, now.
But I mean, that's not news. No, I mean, new news.
No, but I'm saying if that's not already enough, like we have to pay all that money. Now there's more things. Frontier Airlines is now encouraging tipping to their flight attendants.
Oh, wow.
Yep, flight attendants on the airline began accepting individual tips on the 1st of January. Passengers who order a drink or a refreshment, you'll get a little prompt from their payment system that has the option to leave a tip. Some flight attendants and labor unions are opposed to the tipping policy, saying, look, just pay us more money.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with Frontier, though, compared to like Delta or something, is that Frontier is a dirt cheap airline. That's probably why they're doing that.
It's the jankiest of jankiest. Like when my wife and I, Lindsay, flew out to California when she was on Jeopardy, we flew on Frontier, and I'm like, you know what?
How was that?
I prayed for a plane crash. It was pretty rough.
Oh, no.
I was like, you know what? Just make sure it's a hard hit.
Well, why was it that bad?
I don't know.
Did you get a snack?
No, I think so. It wasn't that bad, but it's like there is different levels of airlines because I think, what is it? What's that thing? Virgin Airlines or something?
I've never flown with them.
Whatever, like Richard Branson. I think that thing was like, I felt like I was on the best airplane of my life, like the VIP of airplanes.
Oh, really?
It was so comfortable. It was like color. It was so cool. But then like, yeah, Frontier is very stripped down. That's usually why it's cheaper.
Delta's nice. It's fine. That's what the Egyptian refuses to fly on any airline besides Delta. That's my boyfriend. Absolutely refuses. Like, he would pay hundreds of more dollars just to do Delta instead of something else, which I think is insane. I like it, but I also really like Southwest because their flight attendants sing to you. They always do funny things.
I fly Southwest.
Southwest is like the morning radio of like flights because those flight attendants get on the mic and stuff and they're always goofy and fun. I'm like, I like these people.
Hey, don't bend over. Oh, sorry. It looks like Billy farted right there in aisle.
That's what they're like.
Hey. All right. I think a broken record, but I hate to say a diet that I'm on now. I'm actually just eating, but I'm eating a balanced diet and not doing a crazy
fad. This
is
great. I'm so happy. Finally, you came around.
But I'm not happy because every time I do this, I get screwed. I don't know if you like this, Alex. I know you like nuggets from McDonald's, but they are now coming out, McDonald's says, in the end of the month, January 30th, with bacon everything. Cheesy bacon fries, the Big Mac bacon burger, and a quarter pounder bacon burger, all available for a limited time.
Wow.
Okay, well, that sucks to be me.
You know what you can do? Instead, you can wrap asparagus in bacon.
Well, Alex, you know what? That's really close. No, I appreciate it. That actually isn't too bad, but it's not the same. And listen, I'm not paranoid, but we're going to all die soon. I'm just throwing it out there. If there's alien life form out there, it's not for the good. They're not going to be our buddies. Like, oh, hey, so nice to meet you, Earthlings. There's a mysterious radio signal, actually multiple ones, that have reached Earth from a galaxy that is 1.5 billion light years away. Here's what they're saying. Fast radio bursts are kind of like this thing that are appearing, and those are temporary, like, and they're random. But repeated signals of this type have only happened once, and that was in 2015.
What do you think the aliens are listening to on the radio station in space?
I don't know.
I feel like it would sound kind of like a techno didgeridoo type of situation.
I feel it would be like the latest Kanye West music, kind of. Like, what the hell are we listening to there?
Do you think it's just like one radio station that just plays Katy Perry, Kanye, E.T. on repeat?
Crazy Frog, Axel F.
Oh, that's a good one. It's the Crazy Frog song.
Let's blow up the earth. All right, that right there is a little creepy, and that is Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show.